Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and I'm joined in the studio for this segment by Leah Polzin, who is the director of Main Street Calumet. Along with her is Mary Sue Hislop from the Verton Gallery, who's recently reopened that building and is looking great. I had a chance to go through it a couple of weeks ago, so I'm very excited to have both of you ladies here. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, let's start with you, Mary. You've been working hard these last few weeks getting the gallery open. How's the process going?
It's been really wonderful. That whole idea of walking into the building and feeling like you're part of something that has such a rich history, such an amazing tapestry. It's a joy to walk in the building every day. You know, I can go to work and say, there's a lot of good to be done here.
Now, what motivated you and the people that you're in partnership with to do this?
Well, the history of the gallery itself is really what motivated me to a certain extent. I was lucky enough to come during those days when they had beautiful artwork and the building was just so warm, so welcoming. Every time you walked in, it felt like you either wanted to begin your day with the art walk or end your night, you know, with the art district walk. And to see it closed, you know, to know that it needed that warmth back, you know, it's something that a lot of us have been hoping and wanting for many years. So it's an honor to be able to walk in and try and revitalize it in a way that makes sense in respects to how do we get it to be open, stay open, honor its space, honor its history. So we've decided that we're just going to include not only art, but antiques, and that opens us to the opportunity of history. The building is 30,000 square feet, so eventually we'd like to have events there. And it's a co-op in the sense of the artists and the people that would have the antiques in there, as well as consignment. So we're building it. We're trying to make it a sustainable situation. With that kind of a building, the heat can just knock your socks off. So we're starting out slow and steady, build it up so that we get people that can be excited about walking in the door every time they come in. So there's a lot of change that happens from month to month. And the hours, you know, right now, month of November and December, we're going to start what's called the winter market. And that will be from 11 to 6, Fridays and Saturdays. And then on first Friday, the art walk that the district holds, that will be from 11 to 9. Another change, I think, that's kind of exciting to me, because when I would go to the art walks, I would bring my children. I have four boys who are close to being grown now, but it's a very fond memory for me to bring my kids there, to have them enjoy that atmosphere, feel good about being around art and people and warmth. And so we're creating some spaces for children to do art, for children to hang out safely, to have the parents feel comfortable in a family atmosphere. So we have a little lounge area, we have a kids' art area, we'll have a reading nook, so that we can welcome people appropriately, so they don't feel like they're just walking through and leaving, that they can come and hang out.
Now, I got to say, I really do appreciate the effort of yourself and those that are involved with you, because when the Verton building closed down, and, you know, I realize it's got a long history and it was an art gallery there for a while before it closed, so it's been a while since it was a, you know, four-level department store, but when it closed, it was a kick in the gut, you know, as a Calumet resident myself, as my adopted hometown, and perhaps it's just because of the sheer size of the building and its location, and you know, you can see that building from just about anywhere, you know, that you're standing in the village, you can look and see the Verton building. Mm-hmm. And so with that closing down, you know, percentage-wise, it was a large chunk of downtown to all of a sudden now be empty at, you know, all of a sudden. So you've come and sort of breathed life back into, you know, that part of the village. And so I will not understate the importance of what you're doing and reopening the Verton building.
Thank you.
And perhaps, you know, Leah can come in and, you know, say about what it means to Main Street.
Oh, yeah. And absolutely, I totally agree with you. You know, my mom was raised in Calumet, so she would say, wow, oh, the Verton building's gorgeous. I remember when you could go in there and buy bras and a couch and I don't know, everything. And of course, I never had got to experience that. And when I was in college at Tech, the Vernon Gallery was open, so I had experienced that a little bit. And I know when it closed, it was when the gallery had closed, that it was a big loss to the community. And now, as director of Main Street Calumet, seeing it open again, the excitement in town about it was great. Everybody was like, oh, somebody's in the Vernon. There's something going on there. Who's doing that? What's up? So we're super happy, Mary Sue, that you guys are active and that something is going on in the Vernon. And, you know, kind of selfishly, it does give you the opportunity not just to buy some cool stuff, because she has awesome art and antiques and neat things, but you just get to walk into this building that is huge and glass, and just it's like another era that you step into, and you don't get to do that in very many places. And Calumet's one of the places, and the Vernon is again one of those places that you can, it's like time travel stuff, I always think. So I'm really glad that you guys are back over there.
I think the hardest part about being in the building and not having open hours is I see people walk by.
Oh,
or
yeah.
They'll come to the window, mm-hmm. or they'll knock on the door, or I see that they have a camera on their body, and I'll run out and grab them and say, come on, let's go look. You know, come to the second floor, and then the light changes with the third floor. And, you know, photographers in particular, it's such joy to bring them in there because they have such a fine appreciation of detail and of light, and I just let them have at it. And then the folks that have history there, you know, I spend more hours than I should listening to the stories, which has been really inspirational because it kind of opened and broadened our possibilities. We have folks that will be coming in, you know, throughout the year that will talk about the history, not only of the Vernon Building, but about the community and their roles in it. And it is a huge honor. When one of the Vernon family members came in and stood there and looked up through the ceiling, and you could just see him ticking, you know, and I just said, you're coming back, aren't you? You need to come back and tell us the story. Let us know what that felt like to be in that era. So it's been a lot of joy, you know, to just let people come in and breathe their life into it as well.
Now, Leah, with First Fridays, was there a change in just sort of the atmosphere when the Vernon Building closed down, to, you know, the art walk and other things?
You know what? I would imagine that. So I was not around during that time period. So I don't know. I was living in Minneapolis and going to chiropractic school at the time. So I don't know, but how could that not be?
Okay. Well, now that it was open and you had your first Friday, was there, you know, were you hearing a lot of people then saying, you know, that they're so glad to have it back?
Oh,
and I imagine Mary, a lot of them talked with you.
Oh, I think that was so much of the fun is having other businesses, galleries, restaurants stopping by, and I keep trying to do that, to try and visit as many of the people in the community to say, we're here, we're open, we want to be a part of your family. But yeah, they when they came in on First Friday, you know, to know who, you hear those names and you don't know those people, and it's like, wow, I get to meet you. They're much more legend to me, you know, because I've never been a part of this in that way. And so it's been pretty cool to have all these people that have such wonderful history in the area of building that downtown area. They work so hard. I'm really proud of how they've done, you know, over the years since the gallery closed, as well as before, during, and after. I mean, there's just so much work that goes into running a downtown area. It's a lot more than I ever imagined.
Speaking of running a downtown area, we're going to have probably a show at some point talk really in depth about the role of Main Street Calumet. But just for people to understand what your organization is, Leah, can you give us just a brief, you know, summary of what Main Street Calumet is and what they do?
Well, I can give you a brief description. I'll try. I tend to get long-winded on the topic, but Main Street programs in general, there's a national program that was created in the 70s. I could be wrong in that, but I'm thinking the 70s. And the program, a Main Street program, typically has kind of four core values that they that we work around and focus our efforts on. You usually have a board of directors, executive director, and then you have four committees, and the committees are promotions. So things like parades, events, like our Pasty Fest parade, Christmas in Calumet, Heritage Days, that kind of thing, to bring people into your community. Then they have a design committee, and the design committee, like in our community, does things like we have flower planters that we put out every year in the summer. They're concerned with the look of a community and would do projects related to that. Like our design committee also does spring cleanup every year, which is how I got involved with Chris, or not Christmas in Calumet, with Main Street Calumet. And then the two other committees are our organization committee, which is focused on, you know, keeping the Main Street program running, finding donations, finding members, getting volunteers involved. And the last committee would be our Economic Revitalization Committee, which often, if Main Street is integrated with a downtown development authority, in a lot of communities it is, and that Economic Revitalization Committee then would have funding through what we call TIF funding, or it's a, you know, partial taxation, little bit of tax money comes in, and you can use that to do little facade grants for a building. So Main Street is separate from our village DDA. Main Street Calumet is a separate entity. So our Economic Revitalization Committee right now is not real active. In the past, they have been. And again, we can talk about that at another time in depth, but that's kind of what Main Street in general does. And right now we're focusing on our events and our Christmas in Calumet event, which is going to be coming up, you know, in December. And we're going to be doing 2 weekends of Christmas in Calumet. So we have Santa, and you have to bring your kids to see Santa, you know? So, on Friday, December 4th, which will be our December 1st Friday. And then on Saturday, December 5th, Santa is going to be at the Verton Gallery, so you can come and see Santa and Mary Sue. I don't know if she is going to have on, if she'll be an elf that day or not, but she might be. Anyway, so that will be Friday the 4th and then Saturday the 5th. And then the following weekend, Santa is going to be at Rose Furniture. So you can come see Tony Glerno over there. And I don't know if Tony will have on elf ears or not either, but he will be there. And then on Saturday the 5th, there will be horse-drawn wagon rides, and there's going to be music. I don't know if we're going to have bands and carolers, or there'll be some music around, though. And then on Saturday the 12th, the Copper Dog Association, or Copper Dog 150, I don't know the exact name of their group, but Copper Dog will be there having dog sled rides in Agassiz Park. So you can go over to Agassiz Park, get a hot dog, get a cup of cocoa. The kids can go on a dog sled ride. So lots of fun stuff for Christmas in Calumet this year. And I can't forget, on the 5th, so Saturday the 5th, wagon ride, Santa. Also, it is the Copper Country Community Art Center's 39th annual Poor Artist Sale at the high school, 11 to 4. So, you know, you can go to the sale, get some awesome presents, jump on the horse-drawn wagon, go to visit Santa.
I think that's what's really fun about
lots
not
of stuff
only
to do.
First Fridays, but, you know, throughout November and December, you get more bang for your buck in the sense of so much activity going on. And you can come to the restaurants and eat. We're hoping that Carmelita's will be open in December. We have Cross Country Sports, who does both art and skis and fat tire bikes, and they're really involved in the community. Michigan House is always, you know, got some great food. Cafe Rosetta. There's a lot of wonderful places to eat, be entertained, you know, still enjoy that artistic atmosphere, but then including the whole idea of having a holiday spirit throughout November and December. Every weekend, every week, we bring something new to the table. So it's not just come to one place and come to one event. There's an incredible number of events that are going on, you know, through these holiday weeks. Calumet Theater is just packed with wonderful things to do every weekend. So
yeah, there's always something going on there. And actually, I think in November at the theater, Friday the 13th, there is, of course, they have their Club Indigo. And I can't remember the title of the movie that's going to be on that night, but there will be Club Indigo on the 13th. And then on the Wednesday, November 11th, the Little River Band is going to be playing at the theater. Oh, yeah. And also on the 5th. See, December 5th is the day. You have to come. You have to be in Calumet. Because there's Terry Lee Goffey, and I could be saying that wrong. I'm sorry. But at the Calumet Theater, and he's a Johnny Cash. Is impersonator the wrong way to say that?
Tribute artist.
Tribute, tribute artist. There thank you. That's how you say it. But he'll be there Saturday night. So, I mean, all day. You just can just stay in Calumet.
Johnny Cash, my favorite country singer.
Johnny Cash,
there you go. We'll see you there.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Talking right now with Leah Polzine from the, she's the director of the Main Street Calumet, and also Mary Sue Hislop from the Burton Gallery, talking about a number of things. Right now we're discussing Christmas in Calumet. I've been on the horse-drawn sled rides, are, mm-hmm. and it's more than just a ride, because at least the times that I've been on there, the person driving the thing was very knowledgeable and gives you, you know, gave us a quick talk about the different buildings and pointed out some things that, you know, I, you know, driving down Fifth Street, I don't, you know, wouldn't normally see because I'm trying not to hit the car in front of me or to the sides. And but then when you take the time to kind of look up at the bits of architecture and some of the styles that are in the buildings, including around up in the top, but you may not, you know, always take the time to look all the way up. It really was enriching, just on, you know, appreciate the town even more, talking a little bit about the history of some of the buildings and the churches and things in the area. I really enjoyed it.
That is cool. You know, I this is going to be my first Christmas in Calumet as the Main Street Executive Director. So I'm happy to hear you say that, because it gives me an idea. In the past, the people who've done the wagon rides were area, maybe not Calumet area, but Chassel or somewhere local, so they would have that knowledge. And we cannot find anybody to do wagon rides from the area anymore. Everyone's kind of retired or sold their horses, somehow gotten out of the business. So we ended up having to get somebody to come from Eagle River, Wisconsin, to actually do the rides, which will be wonderful, I'm sure. But that makes me think I should put a local on every ride to be tour guide at the same time. Because you're right, that is one of the coolest things about Calumet is we do have these awesome buildings. Some of them are in disrepair, we're well aware, but they are still so neat to look at. And when you're driving, yeah, you shouldn't be looking up at them. Thank you. Good point. Even though it's a one-way street, there are pedestrians, so be careful. But yeah, that's an excellent opportunity to be able to just sit and, you know, zone out and look at these beautiful pieces of architecture that we have.
To imagine what they've gone through
in
those years can be pretty stunning, that they put these buildings together and that they lived this life. And
yeah,
I love the stories more than anything. And then of course those people that actually have that history, you know, locally, the park people, you know, those, they have so much information, and for it to be right downtown.
Yeah,
it's just spectacular. You know, if you really want to know what's going on in the sense of the history, it's right at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
You know, Mary, when you opened the Burton Gallery again in the October 1st Friday, I believe your theme was Fall Madly in Love.
Yes.
And so what is your what are the plans for November and December as far as those themes go?
Our theme for the winter market time between November and December is There's No Place Like Home. One of the reasons why we've decided to do that was that inspiration from people who came in and said, this was my home. And then, of course, those people that are still here that say, this is my home. This is why I love it here so much. Our featured musical guest is Penny Menzie, but she's a shootie. So Penny Shootie Menzie. She's a country musician who is living in Nashville part-time and living here part-time. And she has this incredible backstory about her journey and understanding her history. So she's bringing a lot to the table for me, because she has relatives who are coming in that are going to be talking to us about their connections to the Burton, as well as their experience with Shooty's and with downtown and with the Calumet area. Apparently, they're two of her aunts are the Verton girls, and they are downtown pretty frequently, and everybody seems to know them, but because I don't live in Calumet, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to meet the Verton girls, because they're always dressed up, and I'm dying to get a hold of them, you know, just to know what that experience was, to be in the building, to be in a part. They're literally called the Verton girls. They're not Verton girls, but that's what everyone knows them as, because they worked there, they lived the life, they continue to be very dressed up. They're very glamorous people, and they kind of live that era. So the theming of there's no place like home, you know, you get to think about the Wizard of Oz, but at the same time, you know, it's my own little twisty thing, but at the same time, it really is about remembering and understanding, you know, the value of what home means to you. There's people who've lived here for, you know, how many generations, you know, that can truly appreciate it. But for those of us that are not from the area, who've chosen to live here, it's a whole different view. And I think that's what's been kind of fun for me, is I lived in Laurium for a while. I have family from Laurium. You know, I live in Houghton now, and I have really fond memories of when I've lived in Laurium. And, of course, you know, hearing the memories of my father-in-law growing up. It's interesting to understand why they feel so strongly about this home. I honestly don't know if I have that about my own hometown.
Oh, I don't think that, yeah. Just because you're raised somewhere doesn't mean that that's your place that you feel like you go home to, I don't think.
Well, a common thread that I see between both of you is a love for our area's past and a vision for the future. And when I also talk with people that have, you know, lived in Laurium or Calumet, I've lived in both villages, and they talk about, yeah, they used to, you know, walk up to a grocery store that is now no longer there, and how much of life could take place in a matter of a few blocks. You know, now, you know, if you want to go shopping and you want more than one or two choices to go, you go out of town, whether that's Houghton or away, somewhere further away than that. You've got a couple of choices of places to eat, but if you want a more variety, you leave again and go somewhere else. And I always loved kind of looking at, you know, those, really, if you talk about, you know, downtown Calumet, you're talking about four blocks, of how much of people's lives they spent within those four blocks, never really having to go anywhere else. Their dentist, their doctor, their clothes, their haircuts, their groceries, their vehicles, whatever, were all bought within that area. And unfortunately, with, you know, the day of big box stores and retail and outlets and things, that travel now takes us away from that downtown, you know, away into other places, so that we don't have all that up in Calumet and Laurium anymore. So I feel I see some of the stores closing or an empty building, I think about how much we lose. So going back to, again, you reopening, you know, a building with such rich history, but then giving it a future as well, that it's going to, you know, it's going to still be something, not just be a memory. It's going to be what it is now. It is now the Verton Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. It is something now, and people can go there and shop there. You would hope that decades from now, the next generation, someone can say, yeah, you know, we bought antique furniture there, or the picture that's on the wall we bought from that, you know, there used to be an art gallery here and we bought it there, so that the, you know, those stories will continue, that it's not all in our past. And of course, with what Main Street Calumet is doing with, you know, keeping the energy of the village.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, one of the, I'm from Sault Ste. Marie originally, and my family, I have a lot of family that's from Calumet, so I would come here visiting as a kid, and Calumet is a place that definitely feels like home to me. The Sioux, you can take it or leave it, even though I was raised there. Calumet is where I like to be, and I mean, that's the reason that got involved with Main Street Calumet, is I love Calumet, but I just think it's the cool place, and I have had concern that, well, in 50 years, is it going to just be a total ghost town? Is nobody going to be here anymore? All these businesses have left, people have retired, you know, all these different things happen, you know, with the economy and jobs and all this stuff. And that's why I got involved, is because I want to see Calumet be there. I want businesses to be there. And, you know, also selfishly, I don't really like to come down here to Houghton because it's a little too busy for me. I don't like having to cross a bridge. So mostly I stick pretty close to Calumet Laureum, and I make the trip down to the big city here when I have to go to, you know, Walmart, because I absolutely must. But yeah, we definitely want to promote more businesses coming back to Calumet and people just keeping their business up north. So yeah, I hope that we can achieve that more and more, and get more people like Mary Sue to come and open different businesses and stay in Calumet, be up north. It's a good place to be, let me tell you.
I definitely want to encourage everybody to stop at the Burton Gallery and check them out. First Friday is coming up, and also you're going to be open that Saturday as well. So if you don't make it out Friday night, definitely come out on Saturday. And while you're up in Calumet, do some shopping. Stop and get something to eat while you're up there. You'll love it. I want to thank Leah Polzin and Mary Sue Hislop for joining me. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.